On today's episode of J.K. Jones Thinks Out Loud, we will look at part four of A Christian View of Evil and Suffering, titled The Morally Superior Atheist. This is J.K. Jones. I'm an ordained ruling elder in the Presbyterian Church in America and a master's degree in industrial engineer, and this is my podcast. The Morally Superior Atheist. I have made much of the argument for Christianity's truth based on the moral argument. The basic idea of the moral argument is that atheism has no basis for objective morality. In other words, there's no reason for an atheist to be morally upright given their way of thinking about the world. This form of argumentation is often mischaracterized by those in the vocal atheist movement. They say we are accusing them of being amoral, evil people who do not live lives that meet a high standard of right and wrong. Some websites even accuse us of saying atheists eat babies because they are so immoral. This is a fundamental and dramatic misunderstanding of the argument. In fact, the argument only works if most atheists are outwardly morally upstanding people. The idea is that a morally superior atheist has no objective basis for the moral life he or she is living. He is borrowing a set of moral absolutes from another worldview, usually Christianity itself. A person only borrows a concept that he or she knows to be true at some level. The atheist who is a fine, upstanding, and moral person, and I know several of those people, proves by their very life that the atheist view of the world is inadequate. A better way to see the world is to admit there are moral absolutes established by a loving Creator God based on his own nature. This is the only way to provide an intellectually tenable moral system. If you want an extended defense of that position by a professional defender of the Christian faith, see the book The End of Reason by Ravi Zacharias. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of J.K. Jones Thinks Out Loud, and I hope you would join me next week for another episode titled Ink and Debt Free. Until then, may God bless.